Proclamation number 8307 of 23rd of October, 1962. Warning against spiritual leaders. Whatever impartations from the spiritual world are offered to you can only be purest truth from me of the knowledge of my act of salvation, of its significance and spiritual reasoning, connected with my human manifestation in Jesus, is made accessible to you, for then you will know that I myself work through my spirit, that they are not just messages from the spirit world which is not yet permitted by me to teach but which also wants to bring itself to knowledge, yet they are often secluded souls, they are not yet in knowledge themselves, i.e., in the light. However, they have a strong need to communicate with people and to pass on to them what they have represented in earthly life. The bliss of the beings of light consists in the transmission of pure truth, of the stream of light which they themselves are radiated through by me. Hence they can also pass on purest truth and are permitted by me to instruct people who sincerely request the truth from me. For these are protected from all erroneous teaching. Yet the kingdom of the spirits comprises countless souls which have not yet reached perfection on earth, which have already spread much error on earth but in the firm conviction that they stand in the truth. These do not yet have full light but they do not give up their usual activity on earth. They also try to influence people's thoughts from the kingdom of the beyond, especially when the latter voluntarily open themselves to their influence in order to receive spiritual messages, when they establish contact with the spirit world and cannot control themselves which spiritual beings approach them. It must always be said as their excuse that they want the best but take the wrong path. That they neglect to turn to me myself in an earnest request for truth. How often do spiritual beings present themselves to them as guides and find undivided faith in people who willingly accept everything that is conveyed to them? If these spiritual beings are put to the test, that full clarification about Jesus' act of salvation is demanded of them, then they will only ever convey what was known to them as human beings on earth, yet the true knowledge of it is alien to them. And therefore they will never speak of the unity God Jesus either, because this light could not yet shine in them, because they themselves do not yet recognize their God and Creator in Jesus. Because they themselves could not yet be permeated by the light of truth. If spiritual teachers are active who are instructed by me to convey the truth to people, then they will pass on the flow of love light which emanates from me and radiates through them to people who are intimately in contact with me myself. But then they will also kindle a true light for them about the act of salvation and my human manifestation in Jesus. But what a spiritual being does not possess itself it cannot pass on either. Yet the good will of the receiver also determines the degree of light of the giver who, with the best will in the world, would like to share their knowledge with people on earth and use every opportunity where they can divest themselves. But it must always be emphasized that I do not assign them this task because they are not yet mature enough for instruction in fullest truth, yet though he's not resisted. My protection, however, consists of not letting those walk in error who sincerely desire purest truth from me. But anyone who is satisfied with every gift, transmission, from spiritual beings which he cannot control himself, who unhesitatingly believes everything he receives from the spirit world, his desire for pure truth is not so strong that he could be protected from error. And again you must therefore make a distinction between the working of the spirit, between my working in the human being, and the results from the spirit world, which you hear with your body's ear through mediums or which you express to your fellow human beings in a mediumistic state. and I have given you a sure sign for testing by indicating whether and how you gain knowledge about Jesus' act of salvation and my incarnation. And if there is not yet complete clarity about this, you also have to be careful with the acceptance of spiritual knowledge, and you can only ever be given the one advice to contact me directly, as the eternal truth, and to approach me for this. And truly, I myself will introduce you to the truth, as I have promised. Amen.